Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, we don't own the rights to this music. This one's going to be bumped from YouTube pretty quickly. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Very excited about today's show. It's Friday. As we get to decide Real Ass Date of the Week, it's in the tradition on Fridays. Here with my co-host, as always, international superstar Zach D'Amico.
Chief, I'm feeling good this morning.
What up, kitty cat?
It's going to be a good day.
Is it? Why are you feeling so good today?
I just fucking woke up feeling good, baby.
Are you losing weight?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
I'm going to the gym, baby.
No.
Yeah.
You're not going to the gym.
Yeah.
You're going to the Slim Jim. Eating it.
No, I'm trying. I'm trying not to fucking die in the ring.
I just fucking trash him to his face. Right into his fucking face. I threw it to him. Slim Jim. Jim, it's your first time on the show. Don't cross me, because I will fucking shove shit down your throat. That's the thing that needs to be pointed out.
That's what he calls his act.
Yeah. Also, a couple things. We're getting rid of the snake graphic. It's distracting as fuck. We're going to get into this today as well. I like it. I'm sorry. I don't know who came up with whoever snake that is.
You liked it at first.
I did like it at first. I just liked that something had to be done on the show.
No, I'm also over it. I'm going
to
switch it.
It's weird, man.
I have another one ready to go.
Pull it up again in a second. First, let me introduce our guests today. Two incredible guests, as always, and white men. Finally, Shannon, you nailed a couple white guys. It's been a while. When's the last time we had two straight-up fucking straight white men on the show?
Can't even remember.
Exactly. Paul Hooper's here.
Yeah, man.
What up, nigga?
Doing all right.
All right, all right.
Doing all right. Full-blown nicotine withdrawals today, so.
Oh, you quit smoking.
Yeah, fuck yeah, so.
We're going to get into it. Put it on the docket, Shannon. All things smoking. That's what you should be doing. That's the way a producer works. Also, very excited to have the first time on the show. He hates it already. I see it on his face. He's like, what the fuck is going on? This poor girl is being abused. Yeah, that's another angle on the show. You can actually sexually abuse Shannon on the show. You're allowed to. The guests. That's part of the fuck.
During the show.
His microphone's not on. It's Jim fucking Florentine.
It's on. It was low.
We never have comedians with credits. Ever. Sorry, Paul.
It's
the first fucking guy with credits in besides Godfrey in 6 months.
I boosted it. He's good now.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Can I sexually assault her after the show, or does it just have to be during?
You could do it whenever you want. Now that you've been on the show, open game.
Carte blanche.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you show up when she's sleeping. Sandy, remember, what's going on?
I got a lot of time in between my sets tonight, so
yeah,
I got to kill some time.
Jim Florentine, very happy to have you on the show.
Absolutely, man.
I chose that song because I know that you're fucking into, like...
Yeah, but I'm more into the harder stuff. When the Five Finger Death Punch I heard before, yeah, it's more my style.
But
like
didn't
Slipknot
you do like
stuff.
An 80s metal show?
Yeah, I did, but it was, you know.
All right, sorry.
I faked it through it. I like more. I like more. No, I mean, I like the, you know, some of that stuff. It helped me get laid, you know, when I had long hair.
Of course.
You know, early 90s, late 80s and shit like that. But
you're into the heavier shit.
Yeah, the heavy Metallica, Motorhead, that kind of stuff.
Fuck yeah. Okay. No, I'm a big metalhead myself, and I grew up on 80s metal. That's the sort of the foundation, the first music that I really love. The first musician that I said I was a fan of was Billy Joel when I was like six. Okay. But then I started getting into like 80s metal, like Skid Row, Poison, and then I sort of get into like heavier shit like Pantera and shit like that later on, but that's great. I'm very happy to have you on the show. First time here. Great voice, Jim Florentine.
Thank you.
It's good. This is gonna be, see, that people don't understand something about podcasting. This is people know me as a podcasting guru. It's sort of a thing. We should do a segment on the show where I teach people how to podcast, because I'm fucking brilliant at this. This is like my thing. See, everything else I'm not good at, okay, but stand-up comedy, you know, podcasting, I'm a fucking god amongst men. Okay. And from an audio standpoint, see, Shannon doesn't even realize. Shannon's, I let her book the show. I'm an idiot for letting her do this because she doesn't know what she's doing. Everyone's voice together, the way they sound together, it has to be aesthetically pleasing.
I feel like you're offending the guests.
Shut the fuck. Look at what you're doing. Look what you, with your voice. Do you see what I'm saying? I was on a fucking, it wasn't even what I was saying. It was the sound of the words, the fucking, the, my voice in people's ears. They don't even know what it is. They just start falling in love with it. And that's what Florentine is. You don't consider that, Shannon. As a producer, you don't consider the auditory experience. You're
that's
just
why
going,
I booked him. He's got a great voice.
Now, you only book people based off of them answering your text.
That's not true at all.
It's true. It's
I did answer a text.
See? That's what I tell you. If you hadn't answered a text, you wouldn't fucking be
how
here.
How do I get them to be here if they don't answer my text?
Show up at their fucking house, Shannon. Also, offer a little bit of tail.
No. No, thank you.
You get big. We get big fucking guests.
Physically.
Big black guests. Big black guests if we offer Shannon up. Jim, how much faster would you have been here if she offered a little bit of tail?
I would have been your co-host.
Exactly. That's how I got Zach. Pull up the graphic. Look at this.
I'll switch it out during the show to the other one I have.
Look at this. Look at what is his face doing?
I like it.
Taking a peek.
It's awful. It's just weird and distracting. It shouldn't move that much. Like, we're talking and we're having a conversation, and for no reason, there's a little snake making a weird little autistic fucking non-eye contact.
Yeah,
it's that it
creepy.
Looks like a skinned snake.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to
the muscles
it.
Of a yeah. snake.
Give me like 5 minutes. I'll switch it out.
Yeah, please do, Shannon. I like the effort. The reason I said I liked it initially was because you did something, and I was happy about that. This is the only show that will actually abuse women. Nobody else is doing this in the world, in the industry, period. No one else does it.
On the forefront.
Name one person that's abusing women.
Look, tension is always funny on radio. Yeah. I grew up listening to Stern and O&A, and that whenever there was tension, that was great. Between the staff fights, screaming at each other, this it was always the best radio.
I wish I didn't have tension. I would rather have less of a good show and have a good producer.
Really?
I would rather my show be less entertaining and just have a producer that fucking nails her job every single day. I don't know why I'm picking on Shannon so much today.
By the way, we fired the bad producer.
I know.
How scary is that?
Can I tell you what the problem is? I think I'm a little bit jealous. Here's what happened, okay? Shannon went on Anthony Cumia's show yesterday. Also, didn't ask me. Also,
I told you I was going.
You told me. Exactly.
You didn't have a problem with
you it. You told me. Because at that point, I'm not going to unbook you on a show. That's psychotic.
In our meetings, because I'm also a host of a show on this network. So in our meetings, you always say the way to, you know, one of the ways to boost our listenership is to be guests on other shows.
Yeah, so popular shows.
I'm following your
word. That aren't behind a paywall.
I got a bunch of new followers from it.
Because they're rapists.
Okay.
They're trying to fuck you, Shannon.
I just need the numbers.
I'm sick of her shit, man. This is why. Go work.
She went on with pigtails and a lollipop. Oh, I'm going to be on the radio.
Shannon.
Yes.
Will you dress up? Will you start dressing up around here if we get you costumes?
Not costumes.
Like a schoolgirl? That'd be hot.
No. Nope.
Whatever.
Okay, I switched the background.
Let me see. There we go. It's still moving, but that's way less distracting.
Okay.
Oh, great. Now we can hypnotize you. Yeah, we're trying to watch the fucking
go to sleep. You will feel nothing. So, yeah, we do have an incredible show planned today. We should just get the plugs right out of the way, because once we get into this show, once the ride starts, it's another level. Thank you, Shannon. Finally. Look at how she nailed that. That was good. It was good. That was my fault. Now that we're not moving forward and there's no rhythm on the show, now it's my fault. It's your fault, because I was so surprised that you nailed it that I had to stop. Catch my breath. I'm just fucking with you, Shannon. I'm happy you did Cumia's show. We were going to talk to you about that in just a moment. But first, let's get our plugs out of the way. Paul Hooper, what do you have coming up? Some therapy sessions.
I'm here in New
punching
York.
Punching a wall.
Possibly, yeah. Quit snapping at home in my apartment for the next month or so. Until I get over this nicotine withdrawals. Then on the road in October. So
okay.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
PaulHooperComedy.com.
PaulHooperComedy.com. Very nice. Jim Florentine. This is a very dedicated audience, Jim. I know you do these big shows.
Dude, I was at Skankfest. I know.
You know
I
what
saw,
the fuck is up.
These I saw
people
what's going
are crazy.
On.
They come out.
Yeah.
If you go see Jim on the road, you let him know that you came from fucking Real Ass Podcast. And you do that physically. Get very physically touchy with him. Okay. Don't hit him. But just fucking let him know. A lot of shoulder grabbing, a lot of,
I love that when a guy punches you, you know, and draw, yeah, dude, good to be here.
Arm around you, yeah. Especially if you're sweating a lot. Really get in there and let Jim know that you're a fan from this show.
Anytime a stranger touches me and calls me big guy, I'm like, oh, this is a great fan.
You smack your tummy, goes, what's going on, big guy? Jim, what would you like to plug, my friend?
I do a podcast every week, Comedy Metal Midgets. It's up every Monday, and I'm going on tour in the fall with Bobby Kelly, Voss, and Bennington, Creeps with Kids.
I know, I love it. I talked to Bobby. I might be filling in on some dates that one of you assholes can't make it, which is pretty fucking great.
That'd be great.
I'm very excited about that tour. That's an incredible, incredible lineup for the funniest people in the world. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching, horror movies, genre films, B-movies. Tonight, Nate, remind us, me, Brendan, and Abby, right?
That is correct. Watching Doll Man.
Watching Doll Man, a horrible action movie from the early 90s where a detective turns into a 13-inch doll person to shoot Puerto Ricans.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what else. They're in the Bronx.
All right, there we go.
They're in the Bronx and he shoots Puerto Rican people for an hour and a half.
Is that the Bo Deedle story? There we go. Bo Deedle story, guys. No one's safe here. Bo Deedle. Watch out. What do I got to plug? All right, guys. Obviously, if you love the show, go subscribe on iTunes. My YouTube channel, my personal YouTube channel, is where you can get the latest Real Ass podcasts. Just search for my name on YouTube, Luis J. Gomez. Also, I've been putting up stand-up clips lately. If you haven't seen my special, I'm putting up big chunks of that. Also, my Instagram and all that other stuff. So share the clips. And if you love the clips, go buy the special, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez, available at Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez.com. And if you love this show, get every episode at your fingertips on demand, the entire on demand library at gasdigitalnetwork.com. The premium service, just $7 a month if you use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Why is there a detective staring at me through the window? What is going on?
I'm assuming it's Malice's guest. Because they just saw Malice.
It looks like a detective from fucking Texas.
He said, is there a detective here?
Why is he? What did I do?
Who is?
Who did I hurt?
So we have here the head of Liberland, which is a small disputed country that the UN does not recognize between Serbia and Croatia, correct?
We have a president in the house?
And he's a real-ass dude.
Real ass of the week, the president of Liberland.
Prime minister.
You need to change the name. He needs to change the name of Liberland. That's why nobody respects it. It sounds like a fucking... It sounds like an amusement park in the Middle East.
What's he say? No, this is Central Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's why. If you change the name to something like fucking, you change it to America too.
That's Canada.
Yeah, but they don't call themselves that.
Yeah, they do.
If you change your name to America too, they will respect the fuck out of you. And they're like, all right, dude, I'm not going to. They see that A-M-E.
How do you spell America?
Shut up.
It took him a second.
Shut
US
up, Alice.
And A?
I own this network. Look at this.
How
this
many
table.
Stars?
I didn't. Yeah, I had somebody build it with Ralph's money. So deal with it.
All right.
By the way, you could probably get Ralph to invest in Liberland.
Yeah, we'll get on that.
We'll see what happens.
It's Jew money.
I think
that
would be called bribery.
Jew getting some Jew. Dude, how are you guys on the Jews in Liberland? Do you guys have a lot of them? I can't hear.
Rabbi's working.
You hired a rabbi to get more Jews in?
He's the one who turns in the Jews.
Okay,
he's
giant mitzvah tank, and they just drive around and be like, they create Jews.
They just do this all day.
If you have more, that's the other problem. If you imported more Jews, your country would fucking,
prosperous. The word is you're looking for is prosperous.
Well,
it's not, you want to do this
public,
dance?
A public enemy.
You want to do this dance, Mexico? We can do this dance.
Puerto Rico, you son of a bitch. We're America.
That's
these colors don't run.
I didn't stutter US O and A.
I love you, Malice. Malice is the best.
I gotta get to work. Nice
go,
to see you.
Go. We're gonna get you on fucking Legion of Skanks, Greece on Realist podcast soon. Goodbye. Go talk to a president.
Okay.
This is the shit that's happening at the Guest Digital Network. I disrespect presidents. That's how
world
real
leader.
Ass I am, dude. I fucking just told him to his face that he needs
get
to rename
Jews.
His country and to get more Jews in his country.
To rebrand the whole
Look up Liberland. Where is it on the map? Liberland is a terrible... can they hear me? I don't want to hear it. Because it seemed like I was joking before, but now I want to be very serious. Liberland is a terrible name for a country.
Liberland? Liberland. All right.
Yeah, Liberland. It's terrible.
Where is that? Oh.
Right there.
It sounds like what you would call a Jewish apartment building, like making fun of it. Like, oh, she lives in fucking Lieberland.
Lieberland. Yeah. All right. Well, look at that.
That was the prime minister.
That's also why nobody respects his country. Like, he's doing Malice's podcast. Like, Obama did what the fuck. He needs to at least go up to, like, a Joey Diaz podcast. I mean, just at least get some numbers. He had a Bobby Kelly podcast.
Yeah, you're from Lieberland. What kind of cakes and pies they got in Lieberland?
It sounds like a terrible place. Are there any pictures of Lieberland? I feel bad now because I did. And also, like, that the guy that I said, is that a cop? That's his Secret Service agent.
It's an island? What is this?
Whoa, that's Lieberland?
No. That looks fun as hell.
No, that's not a real place. That's fucking...
That's Sim City.
No, what the hell is going on here?
There's no way.
That's not it.
How one man plans... Does he own the piece of land and this is the plans for Lieberland?
That's what it looks like.
And right now it's just swamp land? We have a rabbi. We bring him into the swamp and he will make Jews out of frogs.
It's just a theme park, right?
So that's his... Okay, so I'm getting it now. He wants to create a world, his own world, his perfect world. And he's inclusive. He included Jews. If you were going to recreate the world, Jim Florentine, would you include Jews?
You need Jews to, be your attorney.
Create television.
Go into the court and just pound away at them.
You're right.
And then the court's going to go, we can't discriminate. They're Jewish, so let them have their way.
I agree. Shannon, this guy, keep your eyes on him behind you. He looks a little bit weird.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment and talk about Infinite CBD, which is such an incredible company. Infinite CBD sells the cleanest, healthiest, and purest forms of CBD available anywhere on the planet. And CBD gives you all of the benefits of marijuana, but it doesn't actually get you high. It's not psychoactive. It is legal in 50 states. It helps with a wide variety of afflictions, everything from physical pain to anxiety to insomnia and many, many more. Do a little research and see if CBD can help you out. I've been giving it to my Aunt Amory, Aunt Anne Marie. I used to call her Aunt Anne Marie, and then I changed in the middle of my life. I say aunt instead of aunt now, and that's fucking me up. My Aunt Anne Marie, I give it to her for her arthritis in her hands. She loves it. She uses the Freezing Point topical cream. You could take, the extract, the droppers. They have gummies. There's so many different ways you can enjoy CBD. Do your research. See if it could work for you. And if you go to infinitecbd.com and see which one of their products is going to be best for you, you can get a discount if you use the promo code RAP15. You save 15% off your entire order with the promo code RAP15. Once again, infinitecbd.com for the best, purest CBD on the planet. Use that promo code RAP15 and get yourself being a little bit healthier. All right. So on the last show, we were going to talk about how to sneak a gun into Disneyland. And I've had a few people hit me up and be like, you can't tell people how to do that. If you tell people how to do that, it's illegal. I'm pretty sure you cannot teach people how to sneak a gun into Disneyland. But I'm not telling people how to sneak a gun into Disneyland. I'm telling people that guns can be snuck into Disneyland, and I'm letting them know how, so they change the policy. And by the way, when this happened at Disneyland, I didn't sneak a gun in, but I snuck a weed pen in. And that's how I know you can sneak shit in. And then I came up with a process based off of that, okay? And I told them. I went back. I said, hey, guys, people can sneak guns in here. And the guy was like, nah, no, they can't. I was like, no, they fucking can.
They didn't wand you or anything? That metal?
Can I tell you, is this illegal? Because I don't want it to be misconstrued as me teaching people how to sneak a gun into Disneyland. I just want to let you know how the hole in the system that I saw.
So I did some research on what is legal and illegal for us. As long as we don't incite anyone to do this, we're good. But what I found is we've been breaking a lot of laws as is.
But don't say that.
I mean, everything's fine here. There's no issues.
Don't mention the laws we're breaking.
Yeah, I won't. But yeah, everything's fine. Just don't incite. Don't take guns into Disneyland.
Send me an email right now with all the laws we're breaking.
None. All right, but I will.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Like that I could sexually assault Shannon after the show.
She signed a contract.
That's true.
I swear to God she did.
She was okay
with it. She said she can be anything we do inside of the studio walls is considered a joke.
All right.
And she signed
up. We call her Pussy the Studio.
It's also not entirely.
Is that one of the illegal things that we're doing? Is forcing an illegal contract onto Shannon that allows us to sexually assault her?
I mean, that's not illegal in terms of broadcasting, but in terms of the law, yeah, that's not great.
Okay, fine. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You know where I bet it is legal, though?
Where?
Lieberland.
Okay, Lieberland. You can do whatever you want. A man with a dream. It's all podcast studios in Lieberland. With fucking
the land of podcasts.
Used to be hot chicks that are producing the shows. Shannon, you're still hot. A lot of angles. Like most angles. You are.
I'll take that.
I know. So it's not illegal for us to talk about how the hole in the system.
I think
that
if
I
we
saw.
Say do not do this.
Do not do this.
Yeah, make it very clear.
Do not bring guns.
Don't even think about it.
Into Disneyland. But you can. There's a way. But don't.
I think we're covered. Yeah, that's
good. We're covered. Good. All right. Sweet. So here's what I noticed, okay? When you go in to the front gate, they do a trying to remember how it is. That's why I started drawing a diagram the other day, guys, because I wanted to see it. Yeah.
I was just there recently with my kid too. I think they frisk you first and then you go up like 25 more feet and then you give them the ticket to get the ticket scanned.
Yes, they
something like that.
They do a bag check first.
Bag check, that's right. Yeah.
That's what it is. They do a bag check first. If you don't have a bag, you walk right by them. Okay. But if you have a bag, you do a bag check. And then you go through a metal detector, okay? So what I noticed is, I mean, I just had my vape pen. I didn't want it to go off. I didn't know. It wasn't even like this could be CBD, this could be whatever. They don't, you know, that's not the issue.
But there is no smoking in the park.
There's no
whatsoever.
Smoking in the park. I was nervous that they were going to take, what is this?
Disney music.
You gave me Disney music for us telling how to sneak a gun in?
So you shouldn't have that regardless, even if it is CBD.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was allowed to have it in the park, okay? So I didn't want them to take it, though, and throw it away and say it couldn't even be in the park at all. So I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking try to be shady about this and hide it. So they check my bag, and I have this in my pocket, okay? And then I walk over to the metal detector. I just took my vape pen. I had it in my pocket. I just put it into my bag, and then I gave it to them. They didn't put the bag through the metal detector. They put it on the side of the metal detector. Then I walked through the metal detector, and they gave me my bag. And then I was like, well, I could have technically just taken a gun out of my thing and sneakily put it into my bag and had it gone through there. And then I went back. I backtracked, and I told the guy. I was like, dude, people can do that. And then it was like, nope. And I was like, why? He was like, see that guy? And then they point to a guy like 50 feet away that's like picking his nose. That's like 300 pounds. I was like, he's watching people. I was like,
well,
okay.
He saw you take that out and put it in
yeah,
bag,
exactly. Then. And I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to incriminate right. myself. Yeah. And I was like, no, dude, he's not watching people. Trust me. I'm telling you, he's not. So, yeah, there's a hole in the fucking system. Don't go to Disney. It's dangerous. And some of the parks don't even have that. If you go to the water park, they had no metal detectors or anything.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty anyway.
Yeah. Security breach, but I assume.
I'm just
like
terrible.
Yeah.
If you go to fucking... I mean, for like a terrorist attack or something like that, anytime you're at a fucking concert, anytime you're on a subway, there's just no way to get ahead of some crazy shit like that. You have to almost look at it as being struck by lightning. Like in terms of like the danger for your life. Because you're definitely probably more likely to be struck by lightning than killed in sort of like crazy fucking attack. With
yeah, somebody. But you're not more likely to be struck by lightning if you live in New York.
What do you mean?
Like if you live in fucking nowhere, Kansas... you're not going to get killed in terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But even so, if you're a New Yorker, you're probably not going to get killed in a terrorist attack.
If you're a New Yorker, it's like a lightning strike.
Yeah, and we had the fucking biggest one of all time, 9/11. What were you doing during 9/11, Jim? Just finger banging some fucking chick.
I did have a chick in my bed that
day. Hell yeah. That morning you woke up, where were you living?
I was living in Jersey. Me and Norton were living together at the time, and I had my girlfriend there too.
Nice.
Yeah, right across the way over by the George Washington Bridge we were living. And then there was a whole theory that they were going to blow up the George Washington Bridge later that day.
Of course.
There was a truck bomb on there, and the whole thing was...
Right. That's the exact day they were looking for a truck.
The truck was going to blow up the George Washington Bridge.
And nobody had cell phones back then either. Like, people had, like, your Nokia phone, like, the one you could, change the faceplate. But it was like, you were like, lost. Because all the cell phone service went out as well. So, like, my mom just couldn't get in touch with me in New York City. That was it. Gone. Done.
So you just assumed your family members were dead. People were missing for like days. I didn't even know shit was happening until the middle of the afternoon because I was in college. I was in a class in New York City and they didn't let the class out.
Paul, what were you doing? No announcement or anything like that.
Nothing.
I'm coming out of a blackout in Pensacola, Florida.
Really?
Yeah, on my buddy's floor. And his wife woke us up. It's like, they're attacking. And so I wouldn't have seen it. I would have slept till 2 p.m.
Right.
I was still drunk watching it on the news. And then I drove across Florida to a gig. And the radio was weird. It was all news reports, and no one was on the highway. It was just creepy.
That's crazy.
Just on a major highway in Florida.
That you've been doing comedy for 18 years.
It's so sad,
that's
right?
Fucking bananas.
Worse than a disaster.
What? Right?
It's fucking, yeah, it's bad.
Enough that you were already driving to a road gig, so you'd been already in the game for a little bit.
21
Holy
years.
Moly.
I know, man. I got to hang it up. You know what I mean? I gotta cash out something. This is ridiculous.
Florida, how long have you been doing comedy?
29 years. 91, something right around.
Yeah, but I mean, by the time you were 21 years in, yeah. I mean, you had already peaked and you were on the decline. I mean,
yeah, I peaked at around like 11 years.
11 years. Thing, good things were happening. Yeah, yeah. Nothing good's ever happened. 21 fucking years of misery. It's brutal. I don't know why I hang on. I'm loyal to a fault.
What's the biggest thing you've done in your career?
Don't ask me this shit. This is sad.
Yeah, this is great. It? You're quitting smoking.
I won that roast tournament last year. The biggest. That's it. Who knows? A few podcasts. I don't know. Wow. I was drunk. That's my excuse. I was drunk from 98 to 06. But that's 8. That didn't explain the last 12, 13.
Right, that's still 13 years.
Sober should be doing.
That's 13 focused sober years.
Yeah, something's wrong, and I haven't figured it
You're
out
really
yet.
You're really funny. You're fucking hilarious. You're a very funny stand-up. You're a very funny guy. There's something wrong.
You know what I think? I think I'm reclusive to a fault. I just like going to shows and then leaving. And that's not good.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You know what I mean?
I hate people.
I hate it.
And I hate pretending to like people.
Right, and try to get in a club and hang out.
Yeah. So that whole...
Oh, is anything more disgust when people are just hanging out at the club for funsies?
Anybody who doesn't have credits who's posting about the stand opening, they're just fucking... what do you want me to say? They're fucking... Just trying to get in. They're a little fucking climber, fucking. And
my baby's 4 days old. Time to take it to every comedy club.
I'm just saying, dude. It is a fucking, you know, it is a hard thing to watch. You know,
it's hard to do.
I can't do it. I can't fucking do it.
FaceTime and all this shit, you know, of like, ugh, fuck. I like doing the sets and that's it. And I have friends that I like, but I don't just.
It makes me shut down. And then it makes me mad at myself for acting phony. So when I'm sitting there like laughing at a joke at a table with some fucking booker or some industry person, I hate myself. I'd rather be dead.
Yeah, I fully agree. Stand on
that's
the side
how it was, man. When me and Norton started, we'd come in from Jersey into the city and we'd have to make the rounds. We go to Stand Up New York. We go to the comic strip. We go to Catch a Rising Star when it was open. Then we go down to the comedy cell, a Boston comedy club, and just hang out.
Yeah.
And just walk in, no one knew us, and just eventually start talking to people.
I know. I've always had a hard time with that exact thing.
Yeah,
and
it's horrible.
It's a weird fucking thing, dude. And I'm cool with my friends. Like, you see Skankfest, like, I'm fucking like, people are like, what are you talking about, Lewis? You like to party? You like to... It's different.
That's your group.
That's my fucking people. And I'm ready to fucking go. When I'm at a party, like an industry party, dude, I am fucking... in a corner by myself, I meet, you know, two or three people that I know that I like, and I talk to them, and that's that. And the people that are good at the others, it's not just in comedy, that is in life. If you're good at that, if you're good at going into a room and getting the people in the room to like you and want to be on your side, you're going to be successful in whatever thing you decide to do. Whatever it is, you can be a fucking car mechanic. If the people that are above you in that industry want to grease the wheels and move you forward in that industry, you're going to get better opportunities, make more money, whatever it is. It's a muscle that you should be exercising regularly. Being likable, making eye contact, shaking hands with people, smiling. It's psychotic. And that you've identified why...
Yes.
You are who you are.
That's right. I'm failing. Yes, you're right. You know what? Another thing, too, that's weird is that I'm backwards in a way. I started doing the road when I was like a young comic.
Yeah.
And everybody hates the road. And I hate the bad road, but I would rather be alone in a hotel and just with a gig getting paid, and I could do that 50 weeks a year. I don't like, I would just send me anywhere to a good gig and sit. I don't get depressed in hotel rooms. I love being by myself in a nice hotel.
I like having a fucking Mexican lady have to clean up after me.
It's fucking rude.
I'd love to be able to fucking just come into towels and fucking throw them into the hallway.
These fucking comics get suicidal on the road, and I'm like, put me out there. I'll go. I don't want to be home. I don't like sleeping in my own bed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, socializing.
I mean, I like being home for my kid. That's the reason I like being home. But, yeah, I enjoy just being in a hotel in general.
Oh, it's the best.
I love it, man. Just hanging out. Absolutely.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Yeah. Catch up on sleep, get some work done, whatever.
Just I do more work when I'm in a hotel room. It's just sort of a weird thing. Like, I don't know why when I'm home I get a little bit more distracted with fucking just horseshit.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm at a hotel, maybe I'm reminding myself that I'm at work. I'm reminding myself I'm on the road. I'm there for a reason. But also when I'm traveling, I get a lot of work done too. If I'm on a fucking airplane, I just email, I write, I do everything that I have to do when I'm fucking traveling. It's the best.
Yeah. I don't know too. It gives me sort of like a sense of purpose. Like airports and hotels, I'm like, oh, I'm doing something. Home, I'm just fucking lost. Like, what do we do? Just wander around New York?
Have you quit smoking before?
No. I quit smoking cigarettes a year ago, and I started vaping, and I quit that last week. And now that's what this is. I'm chewing nicotine gum.
You need to just fucking stop moving on to another addictive thing.
You're right. You're right. It's got to go psychotic. Cold turkey. I got to fucking stop.
Just go back to drinking.
Right. Yes, I should. I'm excited.
Start from game. Start from day one.
Socializing. You never,
Paul, some whiskey.
Let
me tell you something. I didn't like whiskey, but anything, I'll take that and an 8-ball. Network, socialize all day long. I found
crack on my son's mother's steps today.
Oh, no.
Actual crack. I never seen crack even. I think it was crack. It was in a little tiny blue baggie, little tiny, tiny, tiny baggie, and there were little white rocks. It wasn't Coke. It definitely wasn't Coke. You know the consistency of Coke. It was like, you know, even when Coke is like rocky, it wasn't like this. This was like fucking like crystally almost. I've never seen crack. Have you done crack? You have smoked crack.
I saw a guy smoke crack. No, I like Coke. I like just snorting Coke, but I saw a guy smoke crack while I like snorted Coke.
Is that what it looked like?
It wasn't that yellow.
You know what? It might have been meth. It was crystal-y?
Is meth big in New York?
I don't know.
It was a very small amount, too. It was like a little tiny.
You should dabble, do you?
Yeah. Been meth. I did meth back in the day. Yeah. It's terrible.
It happens.
That's more clear.
Yeah, it was white. It looked almost like rock cocaine. That's why I thought it was crack. Yeah, maybe something like that. What is that?
That's meth.
That's meth. Okay.
Maybe not.
That looks fucking magical. Yeah, what is that?
It's also meth. These are all meth.
Can you show me something different so I can stop asking what is that and getting the same answer over and over again?
The other one was crack, the one I showed you before.
Just show something else. Who cares?
So what'd you do with the bag?
Smoked it. I am ready to fucking party, baby boys. Heroin?
No, that's another shot of crack.
Fucking, forget it.
No, I want you to see different shots because it looks a little different.
I don't know, man, but I threw it away.
This is MDMA.
Hell yeah. Dude, I did fucking ecstasy at Skankfest. That was retarded. It was like ecstasy even back in the day. Like back when we were like kids.
Oh, the clean kind.
Dude, it was like press pill ecstasy. It wasn't Molly. It wasn't fucking. It was dope. Nate, you could probably get me fucking press pill ecstasy.
No. The same way we haven't been breaking any laws at Guess, I definitely cannot.
Yeah, I mean, look. We sell children on the internet. What's the big deal, okay? Merch, but how much is a child? How much would it be? Now, don't Google this. Don't start Googling, you asshole. How much? I bet there is an answer. How much do you think it would be like to go to Jeffrey Epstein and say, I want a 10-year-old boy.
To keep or to rent?
To rent.
Oh.
Nobody's keeping them. Nobody's keeping the children. That's psychotic. Though. Because you would also get bored of that child as well. The same way you get bored of your girlfriend. After like a month, you'd be thinking about other children while you fucking... You only want to hit it from behind. How much do you think it would be to rent a child sex slave for an hour? Like a hooker.
I bet it's cheaper than you think.
I'd say probably $5,000.
Way more than that. No way.
No way. I was going to say cheaper.
I was going to say like 15 or 20.
No way.
What are you going to say?
I bet, depending on where you are.
Not like going on to the, Thailand.
Like I'm talking going, like a street hooker.
Thailand, it's like a fucking, you know, 40 yeah. bucks.
I bet 1,000.
No way, dude.
I'm not talking no high end. I'm talking listen like to me. Listen has me. A pimp on the street.
No, they don't have a pimp on the street. They don't put children on the streets. This is not they the fucking 80s, do. Dude. This is 2019. There's no children hooking on the streets. And if so, where are they? Where can we find them so we could save them? I think children sex slaves. I'm talking about like high end.
Wait.
White.
Just say. A white child. A the nice, Cadillac of children.
A nice, pure, blonde haired, blue eyed, good old. You can pretend they're American child. They're not American.
No.
This is a Russian child, obviously.
Help me, mister.
I am from USA. These colors don't run.
A good piece of Lieberland boy pussy.
In Lieberland, everybody gets a Lieberland. Child sex bride. Everyone does. What? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about high-end child sex slaves because the ones that are on the street, that's different. That's like a guy like you or I is going to go find. That's like a $200 fucking hooker, right? That doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit. They're not. There's nobody going to a corner to find like kids. There's no kids corner of fucking hookers, okay?
Sesame Street.
It just happens. But it happens to be there's some children out there hooking on the streets. That's like what it is. You know, most of the guys don't probably know the age of those children.
So we're talking like.
I'm talking about.
Call service.
Specialty.
Yeah, in-house delivery.
You're Bill Clinton. You want to fuck a child.
I think you're right. I think it's really high. It's you pay really for the risk high.
You're
factor.
Paying for the discretion. These children, they're being threatened with being murdered. I watched a fucking little mini documentary of a woman who grew up who's like 30 now. Did you see this? It was like viral for a minute. And she was talking. She was a child sex slave from when she was like 9 on. And her mother sold her into sex slavery. And she would go to these parties and they would fucking. And she would talk about it. It's like if you talked about it, if you told, like, you were being threatened with death, if you got pregnant, you were being threatened with death, and that was real. The whole documentary was nearly impossible to jerk off to.
So the kid made the guys pull out then? She's gonna get pregnant?
I'm assuming they use condoms. I'm assuming they, you know, right. The whole thing is like, you know, don't let these guys manipulate you into fucking doing
right.
that.
Not wearing a condom.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking kill you. So that type of sex, I believe that's like a $20,000 child sex slave.
For an hour.
It's got to be so secretive and the risk is so high.
Probably for the night. You know? Maybe it's like a fucking, you know, I don't
for
know.
For a sleepover.
They don't go hourly, maybe. It has to be crazy.
They can't
high.
Tell time.
You or I could not afford a child sex slave. It would have to really be a high, high price where you know that there's no. These guys, the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, like, whatever it is, like, the amount of people that should be indicted over it, right? Why aren't there other people? Why aren't they just coming up with a big list of fucking names who are fucking children? They have control of his emails, control of his phone records, but the reality is...
By the way,
did
you see that it wasn't that Chris Tucker?
What?
When they put out the list of people that were on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, one was Chris Tucker, and everybody thought it was the actor from Rush Hour. Mm. It was just another guy named Chris Tucker.
People thought that.
People thought. I think he had to talk to the press and be like, "This is a different guy."
I think he got rid of all that old stuff because he got indicted. What, like 8-9 years ago or something? So he probably got rid of all that shit from back in the day. So if the FBI ever came after him again, it was gone.
I'm sure, but the reality is, I think that. What I'm saying, you're right. These guys that are in charge of these types of things have a lot of money and a lot of power, a lot of lawyers, they tie up all of their loose ends, and that's why you're spending a lot of money. This isn't a fucking little, you know, little operation. If you want to fuck a child on a fucking sex island, it's going to be some dough.
Yeah.
I mean, going to Jamaica
was the difference
fucking,
between Snapple and Arizona.
Going to Jamaica was like $5,000. I can fuck a kid for the same price as going to Jamaica. No way. No way. Ain't happening. Shannon, what?
I found something about a testimony from a child sex slave, but this doesn't appear to be high end. It was in Louisiana. And she said people were paying $10 to $20 to do whatever they wanted to her. She was 15.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's so cheap that it would make me feel uncomfortable.
This is her now.
Would you feel better if it was 50?
This is really cheap. Disgusting. The class of person that could afford this is fucking batshit crazy. That's nuts.
Yeah, because then you have to think about who you're going after.
Ew. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. We're not talking about child sex slaves like that, where her like uncle was a fucking dipshit.
Yeah, we're talking delivered to your house. Nice, not like in the back of a pickup truck.
You think Jeffrey Epstein was charging like whoever was going on an island to fuck these young girls, or he's just doing it as a favor to them? Like, hey, you want to go party? I got a plane. Let's go. We got a bunch of young girls.
I don't know exactly. I mean, I don't know if that he's the that's how he's making cash. I think that he's got so much money and probably a fucking crazy psycho pervert that he just has access to this whole underworld of whatever.
Right.
But I think it's very, very real. I think it's way more prevalent than you think. I think fucking creepy pedophiles are everywhere. They're just out there. And I think if you have enough money and you feel like you're above the law, you act on it. So I think in Hollywood, that whole idea of like the Hollywood elite just being really into freaky shit, it's like, yeah, dude, they need to get them off. If you have that much money and you could explore your sexual perversions with almost no repercussions, yeah, I think they go down that fucking road way more often than you think.
Wasn't there some network in Europe that was doing this? Wasn't there like some investigation? A bunch of powerful people in
Europe.
BBC.
They were selling kids.
Or something. And I never heard what happened with it. They were going to expose all these people.
I think it was just a movie, Hostel.
Was it Hostel? That's it. Yeah. I swear there was a story. I have no information, but I swear.
Yeah.
No, look, Jeffrey Epstein has all the names, and it depends what kind of deal he's going to do, if he wants to give them up or not. So yeah. he can fucking unload and tell exactly what went down.
Yeah, it's but I have a feeling if certain names start coming out, they're going to find him fucking dead.
Well, no, they denied him bail, so he's not. But, you know, look, he's 68 years old. He's like, I'm not going to give these guys up because I'm going to die anyway.
Did you read about they just declassified the CIA had a heart attack gun?
Heart attack gun?
It was a gun, and it shot a needle, a tiny needle that had chemicals on it that made it look like you had a heart attack. The wound it left on you looked like a mosquito bite.
Wow.
And that was a gun. Yep.
Yes, there was a CIA heart attack gun in 1975.
It literally looks like you got like bit by a bug and it was enough to give you a heart attack.
Think about all the shit we don't know. This is why I don't pay attention to politics, is why I don't give a shit. I will never vote. I don't give a fuck who's in office, Trump or the next asshole. Think about, we know this shit, right? We know something like this.
And you think they had that and didn't fucking use it?
Doggy, we know nothing. We know just the tip of the fucking pin needle of what's really going on behind closed doors. And to try to pretend that we don't have access to even a percent, you know, 1% of the data that is of what's really going on out there. So I would rather live in a world of ignorance is bliss and just try to create and do what the fuck I do than people that are trying to change that fucking system, you guys are fucking, it's nuts. The whole thing is fucking, you know, yeah, it's terrifying.
There's too much money involved. You're going to fuck up everybody's money. Like when Trump came in, he was people didn't want him besides whatever he said, but just that he was going to fuck up everybody's money. He was going to clean house. He said, I'm going to get rid of this swamp. Yeah. And people are like, hey, man, I'm making fucking $400,000 to do nothing. Don't fuck up my money. So that's why everybody turned on him too, besides his politics. But when he came in, he was like an outsider. He's never been in. He didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
He didn't know all that shit.
And now, did you see the video of him at a party? There were maybe it was even a Jeffrey Epstein party dancing with those chicks.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. They're trying to make him unlikable. Pull up the video of him with Trump dancing.
He's been getting pussy in New York for 40 years.
Just fucking crushing it.
Yeah, everybody knows. He used to talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with that. Why is that a bad thing? Just getting pussy and just fucking...
It's not.
No. Shannon, we need more women to come into the show as guests. Sorry, side note.
Okay.
If we just get some more.
Why is that, do you think?
More hot female guests, Shannon.
Why?
I'm sick of just fucking dudes now. I'm having a new appreciation for beautiful female guests.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon. Get on it.
I thought I killed it today with the guests.
Can you really express to them how powerful I am as well?
I'm going to send them pictures.
No, that's not going to help. Express to them the power that I have. Show them, give them a tour of the offices. It's not just the studio. Always throw the offices in as a little second add-on when you're trying to impress the female guests, Shannon.
There's a prime minister here, for Christ's sake.
I don't give a fuck about him. Okay? He's fine. But I'll be his vice prime minister right now if he wants me. I'll change Lieberland's fucking whole something.
Maybe do a Skankfest there.
Why not, dude? Skankfest Lieberland? Right. Well, yeah, this is the one.
Skankfest Europe.
Go ahead.
A tape in the NBC archives of a Mar-a-Lago party shows Trump giving Epstein his personal attention.
Donald! Look at these fucking pigs.
Oh, I love them.
It's a rap concert.
Before Trump opened the resort as a club, shows the future president surrounded by cheerleaders.
Yes. Even a black chick. Good for you, Trump.
He's got his back to it.
For an appearance on Why is the help dancing? Talk show. Excuse me, miss. Shouldn't you be in the kitchen?
Trump is surrounded by women as music blares in the background. After a while, Trump goes to greet three new guests.
Uh-oh.
Among them, the financier Jeffrey Epstein.
How tall is that guy?
More than a decade before his guilty plea on state prostitution charges.
Wow.
Later in the footage, Trump is seen talking to Epstein and another man as women are dancing in front of them. Trump alternates between dancing and pointing out women to Epstein.
Biting his bottom lip? Yes,
and
Trump.
Telling Epstein about the cameras.
I got no problem with it. This
Though
is NBC.
Exactly what they say is difficult to understand as they discuss the women and their appearances. Trump gestures to one and appears to say to Epstein, look at her back there. She's hot.
Look at her back there. She's 11.
And then Trump says something else into Epstein's ear that makes him double over with laughter. But as the president says now...
Guess what you're going to get arrested for one day?
That I can tell you. I was not a fan of his.
Looks like... Well, right. Yeah, a bunch of guys standing on a dance floor and a bunch of hot chicks dancing around that are NFL cheerleaders are not going to comment to each other.
Of course.
Which one? You like that one? I like the other one. No guy's ever done that
before.
Well,
I also don't want the fucking guys... Listen to me, you fucking idiots. Everybody is a creep. Everyone wants to fuck. We all have our own little perversions and deviancies. You should want them out. You should want them, you know, with something like that. Like, yeah, guess what? Every fucking president acted that way behind closed doors around hot young chicks. Guess what? Every guy, all your husbands, same fucking shit. We're men. We're fucking creeps. It's just what we do. If there's no cameras around, and it doesn't matter how faithful you are, it doesn't matter how much of a good fucking guy you are, I'm telling you.
Let's go backwards. If you're with your buddy, and you see a girl with a tremendous ass, and you don't go, you're not his friend.
Yeah, that's that. Okay? It's just what we do. And I'm not saying that a man's going to cheat. Okay? I'm not saying that he's going to, you know... But I'm letting you know that if you're at a party and there's a bunch of fucking hot chicks there and, you know, you're with your buddies, you're going to start gawking at the chicks and talking about which chick is the hottest. Just like if a fucking bunch of chicks were at a party with a bunch of hot dudes dancing around, they would also start gawking and talking about which guys they fucking like. Because guess what? We're human beings and we like to fuck. We like to get off. Simple as that.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with the president.
By the way, no group of hot guys... straight guys would fucking dance in a circle like that while three watch. Rich ladies watched. Because men have fucking decency,
you know, there is
also respect.
The court documents from Epstein's trial, like whatever, down in Florida, we got probation. Trump threw him out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, for assault.
Assaulted an underage girl, and he banned him from there. Trump did.
Trump banned him?
Yeah, like after that party. But yeah, about Mar-a-Lago maybe like 10, 12 years ago, because he sexually assaulted an underage girl that worked at his resort.
Oh, so he threw him out.
Yeah, and he threw him out. He hasn't been friends with him since, so they're going back. Yeah, okay, yeah. 5 years before that, he's bringing pussy to Trump's party. Of course, you can come in.
20 years before these girls were born.
So
I don't think he went with underage girls, Trump. He could get any model he wanted.
Yeah,
I don't think
you
he
have
was...
to. If you're going with underage girls, you have to have like a fucking sickness. It's not gonna be like, oh, I'm just gonna try some child pussy once in a while. Like, no, you're it's fucking weird.
He's going porn stars, strippers,
and he's rich enough
models.
Yeah, big fake tits. Yeah. Like, it's not, yeah, that's not, doesn't seem to be his style.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, so let's do Does It Live? Shannon. Got it.
Sorry, one second. I can't find it.
It's crazy. It's crazy to me at this point. A man sets himself on fire in a protest against Japan. We'll find out the story here in a second, but...
Does it live or does it die?
Do we have a video of this? Oh, great. That's fun. So this man... Where is he at? He's protesting something in Japan. Do we know?
Yeah, this is at in Seoul, so in South Korea at the Japanese embassy.
And how do you pronounce that? I've never known. I was just
you can say Seoul.
I avoid saying the word.
That's good too.
You I'm can just like whatever that is.
Seoul is fine.
Seoul.
Either way,
go ahead.
But yeah, basically they're just protesting. I suppose Japan's treatment of South Korea, and this guy decided to set himself on fire, I think, while a band was playing.
What something. Band? Was it like a really cool...
I'm not sure if the band
Warren.
Was
a South Korean.
Good. Oh, wow. People are throwing bottled water on him. That's not going to... I wouldn't even attempt bottled water. Okay, that's the...
Put him out with a blanket.
Does it live or does it die?
Dude, he looks like he... judging from the people throwing shit on him and beating him with a blanket.
You figure they got him out on time?
Yeah.
You think so? I mean... I'm going to say I don't think he lived.
Did that guy who set himself on... What was the White House lawn a few weeks ago? That guy died, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
Really makes a point to set yourself on fire. Yeah, I think I'll tell you why I think he died. Because that flame was pretty fucking... If that was his body, that was that like on fire, like those flames were pretty fucking high, right? It wasn't like a tree next to him on fire and he... That was his body that has ignited.
What race of people do you think smells best on fire?
That's a great question. Probably say Spanish. Like Hispanic people would probably smell like some sort of spices.
Yeah. So Jamaican.
Like adobo.
Jamaican.
Maybe.
Jerk chicken. It smells like weed.
What do you think, Paul? Do you think this guy lived or died?
I'll say he lived.
Same?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go for it. It seemed like I don't know when he set fire to himself, how long that video was, but maybe yeah.
You think they got him on time?
Got him with the blanket.
Let me tell you something. I remember this from being a child. This way you're all wrong. I know for a fact this guy's dead. When we were kids, they said you have to stop, drop, and roll. Okay. That is the way to stop yourself from being on fire. They didn't say, hey, call your friends over to throw.
Yeah, but you know how hard it is for an Asian to tell somebody that?
Stop, drop, drop, and roll.
I thought he was talking about what kind of music the band was playing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think this guy is fucking very dead. They don't throw a picnic blanket on you. Also, very late in the game.
You're probably right.
Because nobody noticed. They were all really engaged with this shitty band. And he was over there, like, fucking burning for a while. Just fucking... I mean, it's brutal, dude. Did not look like it was good. Ooh. It was not a quick... I didn't even see them get him out, to be honest with you. We never even saw him go out.
No.
We just saw him burning. And the blanket go there. But, oh, well, the blanket's on fire now. We've actually added tinder to the fire.
Jim lived or died? What do you think?
Died.
He said he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got two dieds, two lives. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we think? What happened here?
He died.
Of course he died. Yeah. He died of those injuries. South Korean man dies after setting himself on fire outside a Japanese embassy in Seoul.
I was pulling for him, but
Seoul.
Seoul food.
Seoul. The only thing that was left was the soles of his shoes.
Mine was better.
Yours was pretty good.
That really helped his cause.
Yeah.
Well, nobody gave a shit.
Look, everyone's talking about him. They didn't even put the clause in the headline.
Burned alive for nothing. Yeah.
For nothing.
God. That's
Korean barbecue, as they say.
Do you take anything before you do that? Set yourself on fire? What is it? How do you numb yourself?
Is there a way to make it less painful? Or you don't want to make it less painful because you're trying to make the point of like, look, this is how fucking mad I am, guys. It's like, you know, when you fucking like, punch a hole in the wall, you know you're going to hurt yourself, or you fucking, you know, you bite your own shoulder,
Yeah. Well, you set it on fire cursing at everyone?
Retarded.
You know, when you try to touch your thumb to your pinky and you bite to your opposite shoulder, that's what I do when I get angry. That's how you describe my comedy. It's just sort of bully humor from elementary school. Zach, close your eyes.
Never.
Come on. You're walking through a forest. Boom, you hit a tree. Oh! That's my best joke growing up as a kid.
Box his ears.
No friends. Just fucking.
I didn't even know that one.
You didn't know the joke? It's like, all right, close your eyes. You're walking through a forest. Then, honk! You smash him in the forehead. You hit a tree. You want to play? No, I don't want to be your friend, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah. Didn't mind it. So yeah, that guy's dead. That's fine. So this was gonna be the other Does It Live, but it was just, you know, the headline was pretty brutal, and I didn't understand the headline. New Jersey police officer beats baby to death, then raises $171,000 on GoFundMe saying that she had a brain injury. Did I read that right? But if he beat her to death, how did he raise the money if the baby's dead?
The money was raised for funeral expenses.
It was an expensive baby funeral.
Literally, the campaign raised $17,000 for funeral expenses and medical bills.
Wait, $17,000 or
$17,000.
Oh, I thought it was $171,000. Right. I was like, God damn it.
It's $17,000.
This is fucking Jay-Z's baby?
He still got $17,000 for beating his child to death.
Let me see. It's Daniel Bannister.
In all fairness, this sheet does say $171,000.
I wrote that, actually.
Daniel wrote that.
Daniel Bannister, also what he smacked her body into, was charged with second-degree child endangerment. That's it? Child endangerment? Before Haley Rose died, the family set up a GoFundMe page. Oh, before she died, she was already... Oh, I get what's going on. They said the baby had suffered a catastrophic brain injury. $17,000 for funeral expenses and medical bills. Wow. An autopsy in December determined that Haley Rose died from complications from blunt impact trauma to the head, including skull fractures and brain bleeding. That's so fucking crazy, dude. I mean, how do you... Amy Schumer's the mother. I saw that joke from Nate earlier. Sorry, Nate.
Shannon's joke.
It was Shannon's joke?
Yeah.
I saw the joke from Shannon. Huh. No, what did Shannon say? She's sort of trashing Amy Schumer afterwards.
It was Bobby.
It was Bobby that said it. And then what'd you say about her? She was like, wow, Amy Schumer looks gross.
I said that it looks like her pregnancy has stretched out every part of her body.
That's right. Well, that's the mom. Was charged with endangering her 3-month-old daughter. That's fucking crazy, dude.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
Do they get to keep the money?
I don't know. Probably, right? I don't know the GoFundMe like rules.
Well, I think that they were saying it was a brain injury. They raised money. They felt bad for the couple, and then they found out a couple months later they killed the baby.
Of course.
So they paid for the... I mean, I did want that money back, too.
I don't think you can get the money
beware.
Back. Can you get
the money back? Buyer beware on that one.
What's that?
Okay, I wonder if you can get the money back. I don't think so. Do you think that the GoFundMe gave their percentage back at least? Their 2%, something? I don't know. Yeah, that sucks. I feel bad. I don't understand how anybody could hurt their own child. I mean, I understand other children. Like, sometimes there's kids on the subway. And they fucking, they're just being loud and screaming. My son's getting to the age where he's getting annoying. Yesterday was the first day that I was like annoyed with him, where I was like, oh, you're going to be a fucking dick. He's like doing like sarcastic things now. Like he's just fucking.
Teenage years. Yeah.
He's approaching. Six, but
he's like, that energy though.
He's smoking
building
cigarettes
into it.
Now.
Cigarettes. Is he?
He's fucking just brutal. How old your kid now?
He's 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday I called him a bitch. I'm like, I was on the phone. I'm like, I got to go. My son's being a bitch right now. Because he's sitting on the couch all cranky. You know, I'm like, oh, dude, you've just been playing with your friends for fucking 3 straight days.
The greatest.
Like 3 sleepovers in a row.
Yeah.
Sorry for an hour. You got to be a little bored.
Yeah. Nothing. The best lives in the fucking world these kids have.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, my son has the best life ever. For him to be nothing but smiling at all times makes me furious. Makes me furious. He asked me how my dad died, because he knows my dad died when I was younger, and I didn't want to tell him the truth, because he's too young, right? Is he too young?
How old is he?
He's 6, and my dad was stabbed to death when I was 4.
That's too much.
So, what do you think I should have told him? I told him he died in a car accident, and a drunk driver hit him, because I still wanted to make...
You wanted to teach him just another lesson?
Well, no, I wanted to. I kind of wanted him to judge his mother for drinking a lot. And
good move.
Yeah. So I'm trying to implant these little things.
You got fucked to death by a black guy?
No, I wanted there to be a bad guy. Like, my dad was killed by somebody, you know what I'm saying? So it, like, it's sort of like in the story, there's a person who did something that he wasn't supposed to and, you know, took my dad's life. So in my mind, that, you know, he's sort of getting a little bit of the truth there. You know, but 6 years old is way too fucking, like,
you know, like around 9, you could tell him what really happened. He'll get
and then
it
when
more.
He's 12, tell him it was in front of a strip club.
Yeah, then when he's 16, let him know that he's got a half uncle that is somehow between mine and my sister's age. My dad fucking was really slinging that dick. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my parents weren't good people, but
he gives so many horrible things. It's like an advent calendar of sadness.
What,
man? That you have to unleash on this kid.
Well, I don't even know, like, what's
did
the
he
point
ask
of
how your mom died?
Yeah, I told him that my mom died of cancer, and she got sick. I didn't even say cancer. I said she got sick. But I didn't tell her she got sick of not having enough junk. It was fucking, it's a weird conversation to have. It's like,
well, getting older is going to suck for poor baby James. Just every year is just more sad things about his real life.
She had cancer, but she committed suicide with heroin. It's, you know, how do you explain that to a kid?
Yeah, you can't do that. Not now.
Right. And then, so then we're like, also, he's at an age where he's like, we're not religious at all. Like, I don't know if you're raising your son religious at all, but fucking.
He goes to classes, you know, for like that CCD shit, but yeah, not in Catholic school or anything.
I don't believe in any.
I don't either, but I'm just like, I don't know. He hangs out with his friends. That's the way I look at it.
It's a weird thing now, because now it's the first time I was like, all right, well, I never really thought about what I would say to my son when he started asking about like what happens after death and things like that. I never thought about like what the answer would be. You know, it's sort of always just come to these things. And then it's like, so now it's like, some people believe that there's a heaven. And, you know, some people believe the spirits are around us. He's like, what do you believe? And I'm like, oh, this is heaven. It's up in the sky, James. I was like, am I going to explain to him? No, I don't believe, like, my morbid, twisted fucking views of the world. No, I don't believe in anything. After you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah, I don't want to crush his dreams yet.
Yeah.
You know, I do like he still believes in Santa and shit like that. So, you know, when he's 12, 13, 14, then I'll tell him.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's not believing in Santa until he's 12.
It'd be better for me.
You want your son to believe in Santa until he's 12?
Well, someone's going to tell him. Yeah, why not? I believe pro wrestling was real until I was 14. And then I fucking stopped watching when I saw Ivan Putski and Ken Patera get in the same car. I was waiting for their autograph afterward. They just fought.
Yeah.
And I fucking cried. My dad's like, no, it's fake.
Oh,
fucking,
wow, you cried?
Yeah, I cried, yeah.
That's hilarious.
At 14, I still thought it was real.
Yeah, I thought it was real probably until I was like 10 or 11, but I really never believed in Santa Claus ever. Like, I remember not really believing in God either, but there was like 1% of me that believed in God, because I remember when I would think that I didn't believe in God, I would stop myself from thinking that, because I would be like, well, if there is a God, I'm going to go to hell for having this thought. And then I go, oh shit, well, now I'm thinking this, so now he's going to know, he's in my head right now. Like, in my mind, God was always in my head. So when I started jerking off, when I was like, and I was young when I started masturbating, and I was still sort of like I was, this is like fucked up. And I was jerking off in front of God, and I made my peace with it. I was cool with, like, I was like, all right, there might be a God here watching, but you know what? I really want to fucking beat my dick right now. So
but you were young.
Yeah, and psychologically, like, what does that do where you're, like, in these formative years where you're just learning about sexuality, but, like, you think there's this godly, manly figure that's watching you do it the whole time, and it's like, that's a fucking weird thing. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I felt guilty. I didn't until like early 20s, mid 20s is when I just said, I don't give a shit. Fuck it. But I felt guilty all through my childhood and teenage years. Yeah, about having sex, Catholic? And girl. Yeah, all that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even jerk off till I was 21.
Really?
I was petrified. Well, I grew up in a house of 7 kids. I shared a room, you know, there was 3 kids to a room, so there wasn't really time to jerk off or any place. But I was petrified.
You didn't even have to jerk off. You started coming every time you opened your eyes. Sounds like heaven. The Florentine household. Wow.
Yeah. When I was 6, you know, I found out Santa Claus wasn't real. Of a kid down the street came over and talked me into dropping our pants and rubbing our asses together. And my stepdad came in and caught us and lost his fucking mind, and then just fast-tracked the Santa Claus speech. Santa Claus is not real.
No.
He just fucking had a panic attack, and every life lesson he hit me at six, he's like, my son's not gay. He's, I'm not having this. And he's like, Santa Claus is not real.
Did you talk about that on stage?
I did. I told the story for a bit, but it's
fuck,
like,
this, that's so funny. Holy shit.
So he was just like, all right, it's all coming out now.
He's coming out. He sat on the end of my bed, and he's just like, Santa Claus is not real. This is it. And I heard him downstairs later telling my mom. She's like, what the fuck did you tell him? Like, yeah, he was doing stuff too.
I fucked your mom. Just everything comes out.
He did this thing where he caught the other kid, separated us. I didn't know what was going on. This kid wanted to bump butts.
So how quick did you pull your pants down? Did you at least fight it a little bit? Like, is this weird? Or you
I was like, this
right
is weird.
They're at an age now where they want to bump butts. I can tell my kids ready to bump butts with some other kids.
Because I didn't think it was, this is weird, but it's not like the front. So we're bumping asses, bare butts. And then.
No reach arounds?
No reach around. He came in. Stepdad came in. And then. My stepdad
and
did
also
say
your
this.
Stepdad, so it's like, fuck you, dude. I'm not even your seed. Let me be gay.
He separated. My stepdad said this on the end of the bed. He looks at me. He's
both
like,
to your corners now.
He's like, I know something.
You're both in the pink corner.
This is a stepdad in North Carolina losing his mind. I think he's an electrician by trade. He's fucking having a panic attack. And he fucking looks
this
at me.
This is the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard.
And this was a real thing. He got real pissed at this. He goes, I know something was going on. Because I was like, I don't know what's going on. We're just playing. I don't know what's going on. He's like, listen.
What position were you
right.
in when he walked in?
Were
you guys
hard?
Were straight up pants?
Were you hard?
No, but he did say this. He goes, I know something was going on because Mark's pee-pee was hard. But here's the problem. I didn't think pee-pee was penis. At that age, my mom and I was like, is piss, is urine. So I'm like, I don't understand how his pee
he froze
liquid.
His piss.
He's like, don't you fuck with me. And I'm like, I don't know what is happening in
so
here.
So did Mark have a hard pee-pee though?
I guess he spotted it. I didn't know what a hard
is Mark
pee-pee
a homosexual
was.
Today?
I don't know. We lost
is it Mark
track
Norman?
Of Mark.
It's Mark Norman. Mark died of AIDS in 92.
Hey, let's bump butts. Comedy.
And that's how I found out.
Mark died of the HIV virus.
Probably.
In 92 after dating Freddie Mercury. Man. What, so you're...
But you were both standing back-to-back.
Back-to-back back in a bathroom.
Pants down
in
on the ankles.
Yeah, and
how
he just, like,
feel?
Rubbed butt cheeks together.
How did it feel?
It just was odd. It was just sort of like, this feels naughty, but it's not the front. So, I like, as a six-year-old, you can't process, like, this
was
what he
Mark
wants to
older
do.
Than you?
Okay.
A year or two.
Was it, so... Bumping butts or like swishing butts?
Wait, side hold on. To did side you both open? Did you both spread your ass cheeks and go hole the hole? Because that's what I would have done and try to shit into each other's asses. And then the real alpha pushes the other guy's shit into the other guy's asshole. And that's how you know the fucking who the top is.
It was building towards that, I guess.
If you shit, if you could do that. Technically, physically, that's possible. You go asshole to asshole, and then you both go one, two, three, shit. And you both push as hard as you can. One person would shit into the other person's body.
Oh, it'd be amazing. And if my stepdad walked in on that, god damn.
I think you would have been happier if that was going on.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this isn't gay. It's just weird.
This is.
Oh, so strange. Yeah. That's how it happened. So I don't know. Lost track of Mark.
Lost track of Mark.
I don't know.
Did your stepdad tell his parents?
I think there was a talk. I wasn't privy to that, but I know it was just sort of like, my mom was sort of like, why'd you tell him all that? It's just kids being, you know.
Yeah. Which is the truth. Yeah. It's just kids being kids. And. Look, maybe there's a fucking, maybe Mark's a little bit, if Mark's pee-pee was hard.
That's it. So I heard, yeah. You know. I didn't understand what that was, so it's, yeah. No. It was side to side, though, side to side butt bumping. And it just, you know, I don't know. It went on for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Something probably would have went down.
Yeah, I think it would have escalated.
Me and
yeah.
my friends would jerk off all the time. Like, we would just masturbate together. We had little groups of fucking beat off sessions. And, yeah, it was very weirdly like if any dad came in, we just never got caught. You know what I'm saying? But if any dad walked into that room at any point, like, it's just three boys jerking off, staring at each other. It's like, we weren't gay though. There was nothing gay.
Were you jerking off to anything? Good. A picture? A movie?
Yeah,
or anything,
it'd be
or?
Like a porno movie. Like okay. My buddy John Hickey's dad.
That's
had.
Way less weird than two kids fucking pantsless doing the Fortnite dance back to back.
No, they were six. So being 6 year old kids though, they're at an age where they're exploring their bodies. James had a thing where him and two other kids that were. This is probably 2 years ago now, a year and a half ago, where he told me he didn't get caught doing it. He said they like took each other's pants down and they were like exploring each other's butts. And I was like, what do you mean butts? Like in the hole? And he was like, well, you know, not in the hole, but you know, I was like, James, what the fuck is going on? And I called his mom and she was like, oh yeah, he told me about it. I didn't want to like make a big deal. They're just kids. Like, and I was like, they had a fucking orgy. These little kids had a butt orgy and they're fingering each other's assholes and everyone's okay with it.
And then I looked it up online, and it's very, very common.
Expensive.
So $20,000, full circle, guys. There you go, butt orgy with some kids. $20K, not that bad. Yeah, it is pretty normal. And now that my son's asking about death, he said something really morbid while we were in Disney World, and it fucking freaked my sister out. So they go down to the pool like at night, like the last night we're there, and they're just in like a final swim. And then he goes, I want to drown. And my sister's like, what? He's like, yeah, I want to drown so I could see Grandpa Sid. Cause earlier that day we had the conversation about how Grandpa Sid's in the fucking sky. So now, and like, now he doesn't understand like the heaviness of death. So he thinks he's going to like be able to just drown himself and see Grandpa Sid. And, then my sister started freaking out about it. And then I started getting a little bit freaked out about it. But then I looked it up as well. And kids just literally, that's something that 5 and 6 year old kids just say all the time when they learn about death. It's just sort of like, you know, a thing. They said worry about it if like they're depressed, if they're regularly like talking about not wanting to be here, if they're like, you know, but it's just a one-off fucking thing.
Dude, like that he's 6 years old asking all these heavy questions.
Yeah. Well, it's the age, I think, that they ask. Right.
Yeah.
It says between 5 and 7 is when they can start to understand that like death is like over and done with.
Yeah.
So around this age.
Well, I explained that to him. You know, it's like, yeah, James, if you go, you can't see us again. He's like, but I can see you because you told me earlier today that Grandpa Sid can see me. So then I could just see you. I was like, no, he can't see you, James. He's gone. He's never coming back. You're never going to talk to him again. There's no going to fucking eat a fucking, he wants to eat White Castle cheeseburgers with his Grandpa Sid because Grandpa Sid loved White Castle cheeseburgers and fucking ice cream sandwiches. Not happening, kid. Not happening. But you got to fuck.
Yo, I want to hang out with Grandpa Sid now. Yeah, honestly. Grandpa Sid
can walk off. All right, what happened with the Cats trailer? People don't like it?
Dude, have you seen it?
No.
It's weird as fuck.
Is it a musical?
Yeah, it's the musical Cats.
Sometimes they do non-musical interpretations. It's just real Cats.
Just, that would be less weird than what when you watch it, just go in your mind, who the fuck is this for?
Okay, go.
Try and figure out who this is for, because I can't figure it out.
Go. Give us some volume. I'd fuck that cat. Is it the cat's dick that has the spikes, or is it the pussy?
The dick. They have a barbed penis.
Yeah.
So that the girls can't reject them.
Fuck yeah.
Wait until it cuts his Rebel Wilson as Garfield. Wait, I'm serious.
It is a little weird. Oh, it's Taylor Swift? All right.
Rebel Wilson is Garfield.
Ba, 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 ba. Yeah, all right. I have no problem with this. What do you fucking think it is? All right. All right, stop it. Just stop it all. All right.
It's got a furry vibe. Like, it looks vaguely for furries.
It's what it is. It's what it is. What do you think it's supposed to be? It's supposed to be fucking a bunch of cats singing and dancing. What else are they going to do?
Yeah, but they're more sexualized than the... Because they've got, like, people bodies more than the... Broadway show, they had like fucking costumes on.
Yeah, they had big fucking garbage bags with hair, fur stuck to it.
This looks like it's for fucking people that jerk off.
Would literally fuck Taylor Swift as a cat.
Yeah, of course.
She's gorgeous. Who cares? Do you remember what was the Planet of the Apes? Not the awesome remake, not the reboot they did.
The Tim Burton one.
Yeah, the Tim Burton one.
With Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, I would have fucked that ape. I had no problem with it. Okay, so why don't you stop being a fucking a kink shamer
and let people enjoy their fucking animals. That was actually, I was expecting something way worse. I was expecting it to be bad. I was like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what fucking Cats was. Cats was a weird musical. I never saw it, but my mom would tell me all the time that she was going to take me. This was the one musical that my mom was like, we're going to get tickets for Cats, baby. can we play my mom's last sounds that she made real quick? This is actually, we my mom, when she died, we recorded right. audio. So this is actually the last sound she ever made. The air leaving her body. But it happens when you die.
Terrible.
No. No, it's not terrible. It's part of life. It's a circle of life.
Yeah, that's right.
I
hate musicals so much.
Why?
I just can't stand it. I try to like them.
Can't watch 1 second of it.
I can't stand when people break in a song like that.
Terrible.
It bothers me. I can't like it.
Meet
tried to
me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell
music.
Me the lights are shining.
I know the people are talented, but I just can't stand it.
Any place but there, we will dance the hoochie coochie. You will be my tootsie wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair. Yeah, guys, I was in a musical theater in high school. Not a big deal. Not bragging, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, who'd you rub asses with there?
No, dude, we would fuck. All the girls that were in the theater were fucking sluts.
Yeah.
Sluts.
Because there's not a lot of straight guys, too. So if you're...
They were just hornballs, dude.
Yeah, your odds are way better.
Your odds are way better.
That's
like being a guy in Chorus.
Yeah.
That scene in American Pie was just fucking great, where she was like, one time at man camp, I sucked the flute in my pussy. It was so real, because I was in high school at that time, and I was just a weird kid. Like, so I would hang out with like my crew. I was in a band and I would hang out with like my crew of kids, but then I would hang out with like the thuggy kids from my neighborhood from Railroad Avenue. And then I would hang out with like the drama kids, cause I was in drama society as well. So I was just fucking sort of all over the place. I knew everybody and I would just jump around from crew to crew. And, yeah, dude, I remember just watching that movie and being like, oh dude, this is so real. Cause the nerdy kids are the horniest motherfuckers, just finger banging each other behind the curtains, like before they would go out. Like, I mean, I would do this. Like, me and my girl would, like, the night of performance, I'd just be fingering her behind a curtain right before we'd go out on stage and we'd dance and fucking touch each other's hands and fucking, it was fucking gross. It was great. And young girls have stinky pussies. They don't know how to fucking clean their pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every young girl, their pussies are garbage. This is why I'm not a pedophile. Like a nice smelling puss. All right. We got a little bit of time left here, Shannon. Real Estate of the Week. I have a problem, guys. Here's the thing. You guys, I have a production team here, and I explained to them. I was like, hey, guys, send me notes. Things that when I'm looking for a topic to talk about, just something that I could have some perspective on. It's not just simply, oh, that's that, right? You know, you look at a topic like, you know, fucking whatever it is, the fucking... This is a good one. City bans gender-specific terms for municipal code. So a manhole in New York is now a maintenance hole. There's no more manhole because they don't want to offend people, which is funny. But yeah, there's some perspective there. We can get into a conversation about how dumb that is, how silly it is. There's some funny other things, right? Fine. You get it. Okay, I'm good. You guys have been doing a better job at this. But when we're going over the Real Ass Dude of the Week nominees, can you give me some of the nominees right now that you guys have suggested?
I suggested the Philly guy escapes building fire Spider-Man style. So he crawls out of the window of like a high rise.
I didn't see that one. Is there a video of that though?
Yep,
let me see it. Let's see it. That one's not bad.
Astonishing video in overnight from an apartment fire in West Philadelphia. One man trapped in the 19-story high-rise took a very unusual and risky way out.
Looks like Donkey
Look
Kong
at
in
this
reverse.
As the unidentified man climbed down the outside of the building and made it to the ground apparently without a scratch. CNN affiliate WPVI reports no injuries were reported in the fire, although some residents
though he
were
did sprain the extra bone in his foot. There we go. I'll be here all night, guys. He did sprain the extra bone in his foot. All right, good. Next nominee.
So this was submitted actually by Eric, the baseball player singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and he says penis instead of peanuts.
I actually don't even mind this. Good, go.
Cubs fans. Everybody, all the Cubs fans, y'all ready? Bears fans, you ready? Gary, you ready? And a one, a two, a three.
It went out.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
He said penis.
Yeah, he said penis.
He said penis. He definitely said penis. I thought it was like Will Sylvans where you don't know what he said. But he definitely said
some Dominican ball player.
He definitely said penis.
Yeah, that was just the guy saying penis out of my
car. Yeah, I got no problem with it. That guy's pretty real ass. That's okay, right. Fine. These aren't bad nominees. But then we take a little bit of a turn for what my staff thinks I consider real ass dudes. Okay? So let's go over some of the ones that are a little bit more morbid that you guys, you look at me and go, this Lewis would think this is real ass. So let's go with the next one.
This is my last one. I don't know what Nate submitted for it. This is a New Hampshire lawmaker says American slavery had nothing to do with racism. It was just a business decision.
Well, number one, that's true.
See, I knew you'd say that.
That is true. It's true, but that's not. It's not a real ass.
Hey, can I shorten that headline? New Hampshire senator tells it like it is.
What's his name?
New headline. Honest senator.
What's his name? The senator's name?
Representative Werner Horn.
Werner the Truth Horn.
See, you like it.
Fine. I don't think it's. I don't agree. But you're painting a picture like I like slavery.
But you like this.
I'm a brown person.
Do you like this article?
It's fine.
See, Lewis can always find the business angle to it.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a businessman, so he's like, it kind of makes sense in a weird way.
I knew it. Okay, here's Nate.
God, Nate, what else did you bring to this? Nate's the one who really doesn't see me in a good light, because this is what Nate thinks that I like.
All right. Student arrested for wearing gorilla mask to Black Lives Matter rally cleared of most charges.
Cleared of most charges.
I thought you would be into it.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with wearing a gorilla mask to a Black Lives Rally matter. But the more you put it, it is pretty real ass. Like, it's ballsy.
He showed up in a gorilla mask, dressed in overalls, handing out bananas with nooses on them.
Isn't this an Aaron Berg bit?
I think he may have stolen this from Aaron.
Is this Harambe?
Well, how does he get arrested for that though?
So they wanted him. They wanted to charge him with civil rights intimidation, but he only got charged with disrupting a meeting. So it's a $500 fine that he has to pay for doing.
You, sir, have been charged with monkeying around.
What is he saying?
I think he thinks it's okay.
I think he's just grunting.
Oh, he showed it. All right, you know what? The more I think about it, it's pretty real ass to show up directly at a Black Lives Matter rally. I don't agree with it. We've discussed this on the show before. You don't have to agree with the action.
Can I be honest with you? The overalls make it way more demeaning.
Yeah. And he's barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Cubs fans, they were so drunk they didn't even hear penis and they don't care.
Go back to the video.
So, no, this guy definitely, he's this is my vote.
Go back to the video for a second. Let me see. Because it's, you got to admit that it's a little bit, it's pretty fucking real ass, the fact there.
Okay.
Question, is this also the same guy who scaled down the building in Philly?
I think they're two different.
Because if it's the same guy, I will tell you right now, I'll give him real ass dude of the week. No questions asked, dude. God, thanks, Zach. Thanks for not audibly laughing, you fucking pussy. I'm glad that Reddit picked up on your fucking fear of losing your barely existent fucking career, you fag. Zach's laughing at my awfully racist joke right now, everyone, for audio listeners only.
Ha 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 ha.
Woody Woodpecker?
Yes.
God. What's the next one?
That's it.
Those are it? Man, that monkey guy. I don't agree with what he did.
Basing on sheer nerve or balls, I guess.
He's got some fucking testicles, doggy. Wow. Also, like, if you're going to, he's not ready to fight. You got those little eye holes to see out of. So it's like, you're risking so much, dude. You see nothing coming at you. No bike locks. You have no fucking peripheral vision. And it's a Black Lives Matter rally. So it's not even like you're going into an Antifa rally where it's a bunch of little fucking pussy white kids. Black people are tough.
Angry.
They're ready to go. Dude, I'm telling you right now, the average black kid will fuck you up. We'll just fuck you up. I grew up in the fucking hood, baby boy. It is what it is. They're ready to go. You can't show up to a Black Lives Rally meeting with a gorilla mask on. That's crazy. What were the other ones again? There was the...
So we've got...
Spider-Man guy.
Yeah.
Baseball player singing that thing.
I like the baseball player a lot.
Lawmaker saying slavery wasn't about racism. No. It was an economic decision. And the monkey guy.
Also Hooper's stepfather.
Thank you. Yeah.
He's nominated. I mean, he fucking straight up shamed his kid for possibly being gay, sent him into a fucking...
He took Santa away for Paul being...
He cock-locked him.
Being gay, he took Santa away.
He cock-locked him and took career. Santa away.
Yeah, magic's not real. You're gay. Now you need to know magic's not real. Well, what do you say? Who gets your vote, Zach?
Out of sheer balls... I mean, that fucking monkey guy. That's terrifying. No peripheral vision.
Nothing.
So you can get hit from any angle and not see it coming.
Yeah.
He's either the bravest man alive or the dumbest. So
remember the scene?
That's as real ass as it gets.
You remember the scene in Die Hard, maybe 3, where he goes to Harlem? Already Fuqua was in the scene. In fact, pull up the scene. He goes to Harlem with the sandwich board and it says, I hate niggers. I think that's what it says, right? And it's Bruce Willis walking around, and that's where Sammy Jackson meets him. He's like, what are you doing, man? Are you crazy? But we pull up that scene. It's very funny. Like, it's kind of a racist scene just in general. It's just a bunch of, like, black kids sitting on a stoop, and they hit him with a basketball. They start hitting him with, like, generic things that black kids would be holding. It's very funny.
I have the scene, but they're not showing the sign.
I don't need to see the word, Shannon, okay? I'm not really racist. We know what it is. Look, there he is. Bruce Willis was handsome for a while.
Morning.
Don't worry, this guy can't read.
Good morning. You having a nice day, sir? You feeling all right? Not to get too personal, but a white man standing in the middle of Harlem wearing a sign that says, I hate niggas, has either got some serious personal issues or not all his dogs are barking. Hey, I'm talking to you. Now, you got about 10 seconds before those guys see you. When they do, they will kill you, you understand? You are about to have a very bad day.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about
sir,
it.
Sir, this is a police matter.
Nigger. That's a double down on
it. You got 10 seconds before they see you and 25 seconds before they figure out what that sign says.
Oh wait, go zip, 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 zip. Keep on going though, because I want to show Artie Fuqua on the scene.
Pew, pew.
Suggest you hide your butt in my shop till the police get here.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Shit. You stepped on my sneaker. A false alarm. Where's Artie? There, wait.
Listen, I'm a cop.
What?
I'm on a case. Somebody blew up Bond with Tellers an hour ago. Did you hear about that on the news?
Yeah.
The same asshole that did that said, I gotta come to Harlem and do this, or he's gonna blow up something else. Do you understand?
Shit.
Listen, I got a gun. You should get across the street. You should get across.
He was saying what every cop in New York City was really thinking.
Do you know, like Bellevue?
Is that already right there with the basketball?
Yeah, yeah. With the basketball.
He looked like a friend of mine.
Beautiful. That was a great movie. That was Die Hard 3 was the best one.
Yeah.
It was so fucking good. The whole thing where it was like the phone, right? He had to keep on like going to different places and fucking. All right, Nate, I get it, dude. You're Australian. You have culture. You don't like the movies I like. Go fuck yourself. I'm sick of your shit. All right. Who thinks Real Estate of the Week, Paul?
Yeah, I think if you're basing it on that, the fucking nerve of that guy to show up at that rally. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think?
Gorilla Jim? Mask.
Gorilla mask all day.
Yeah.
Jim's idol.
and he brought props, bananas.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I know. I mean,
the fact that the night before he was home tying tiny nooses around bananas.
Yeah. Oh, his nooses around bananas? Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is an arts and craft project.
Holy shit. This guy is awesome. All right. I'm going to give it to him. Fuck it. Real Estate of the Week is Gorilla Mask Guy. Look, stuck to his guns. Give it to him.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One my Philly's friend. He's a real ass dude.
All right, that's the show. Thank you very much to my prestigious guests. Go follow everyone, Mr. Jim Florentine, Paul Hooper on Twitter, at Zach is not funny, at Louis J. Gomez, at I am Shannon Lee. Nate, do you have a Twitter? No? I like it that way. Yeah, you guys are dope, man. We'll be back on Monday with two more incredible guests. Shannon, you say you have the next 3 weeks booked?
Yes, I have so many months ahead booked.
Shannon, no, stop trying to not get hot chicks in here, you piece of shit. We want some hot chicks. The fans love hot women
just
at
the
this
fans.
Desk.
Yep, got it.
Okay, I don't even care. I'm gay. But if you want to bring some hot, young, strange into the studio, I got no problem with it, okay? Thank you very much for listening to The Real Ass Pod. Love y'alls. Check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.